With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I am okay. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I am calling because I'm trying to figure out what happened with my date with Tim. I thought we had a good date. It's a little bit of a different situation. We actually knew each other before. We worked together. It's been a few years. I mean, like, I think it's been like 4 years or something since we last worked. And when we worked together, we didn't even work in the same department. So like, but we know of each other. And I happened to be like randomly on Facebook and his name came up and I was like, oh, I should message him, you know, like just kind of like, let's just see where he's at. And we ended up texting for a couple days. I found out he's still single. And we decided to meet up. And we met up at a bar, had a blast, and now I haven't heard from him. And I don't know, I just kind of wanted to see what happened. I thought clearly he was interested since he decided to meet up.
So yeah, basically you guys met through Facebook, you reconnected, you went to a bar, and you haven't heard from him.
Slid in the DMs.
Yeah.
Okay.
What bar did you guys go to? Like, around one of your guys' houses or something? Where are you guys from?
In Cincinnati. I'm from Middletown, but he's from Cincinnati, so I met him out there.
She just wants some answers, Nancy.
Sounds like it. What's his name?
Tim.
Well, let's give Tim a call.
Okay.
All right, about 10 minutes. Can you hang on that long?
Yeah, thanks.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
What's happening?
So Lisa, you said you knew each other before, right?
Yeah, we worked together.
Oh, okay.
Not like directly, but with the same company, and yeah.
And you thought it was a good date?
Yeah.
Apparently he did not, though.
Something happened. Shall we give him a call?
Yeah.
Be real quiet, okay, Lisa? We'll give him a call.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, is this Tim?
Yeah, is he?
Tim, how are you this morning?
I'm okay. What's this about?
Well, this is Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM. Weren't you expecting our call?
No, you guys woke me up.
Way to go, Woody. You made him mad already.
Whoops.
All right, Tim. So you're not familiar with who we are because I know you live in Cincinnati. Up here, we do a portion of our morning show that's called The Second Date Update. When two people go out once, something happens and we try to help them go out again. Right?
Catching on?
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, is this like a bad time? I mean, if you don't want to do this, you don't have to.
How long is this going to be for?
Kind of depends, doesn't it, Woody?
Yeah, it could be anywhere from a couple minutes to maybe 10. If that's all right.
Tell him, to get to the bottom line, it's about Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa called us, said you guys went out on a date down at a bar in Cincinnati and hasn't heard from you since.
Okay.
So
yeah.
She contacted us, Tim, to find out why you haven't.
Yeah, okay. Now you guys got me woken up. All right.
He's awake now.
Well, what happened, Tim?
Yeah, she was kind of a train wreck. I mean... I'm sure she really had a good time, but I did not.
How do you know she had a good time?
By the time I showed up at the bar, she was already there, and she was plastered, like really plastered. You could tell she was plastered for quite a while. Like it was like I met her at like 8:30 p.m. She was like closing time plastered.
Okay. She was there for happy hour, Nancy.
What did you do? I mean, if she was so drunk, were you able to talk to her? What'd you do?
So the bar had two floors. The first one was like a loud sports bar atmosphere, and the second one was calm. I was like, hey, let's go upstairs, get to know each other. Let's just hang out in the chill lounge, you know, just to catch up, see who we are. And as we walked up halfway the stairs, she fell rolling backwards.
Oh my God, was she hurt?
That was my first reaction to that. Like, I ran down the stairs to see if she was okay, and she started yelling at me. All right, she yelled at me, "You don't love me, and you never have."
What?
Like drunk girl yelling, like half crying.
Yeah, I think she got blacked out, or I think something happened when she fell down the flight of stairs. But I literally asked her, "Dude, are you okay? You literally fell down half a flight of stairs." And she just kept on saying, "You don't love me. You don't love me."
Well, did you love her?
Seriously, Woody?
I don't know. I don't know where
really?
The story's going.
No, I mean, I just kind of wonder. Tim, fill in some gaps here. She falls down the stairs. It's obviously loud. And she's yelling, like cry yelling. Were there people like giving you the stink eye, thinking you hurt her or that you were the bad guy?
About five people ran over, so it was a huge, big scene. And you know how it is, you know, with everyone having like a cell phone and recording everything, people were like recording it, and it was just out of context, making me look bad.
Oh,
and
no.
I just don't like the drama. I avoid it.
So what did you do, Tim?
I picked her up. I ordered her an Uber to get her back home to Middletown and sent her on her way. And it cost me $50 and I paid for it. So I'd appreciate if she Venmo'd me back.
Okay, I only had a couple of drinks. There's no way that I was that plastered,
no,
as you say.
No,
I got to the bar early and I had two drinks.
No, you were so plastered, you couldn't even walk. And also, full disclosure, you look like you peed yourself.
What? Come on. You are absolutely exaggerating this. Are you kidding? I had two drinks.
The bartender said you had like 7 or 8 mixed drinks.
7 drinks? Who can even have 7 drinks? Are you kidding? I had a couple of drinks. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't remember it being that bad. Maybe I can make it up to you, Tim. Like, maybe.
Hey, do you remember when I called an Uber for you when we were on the road and you said, "Hey, let's have one more drink on the road"? Like, you literally tried to get one more drink before the car came.
It was the Dora area.
Maybe, you know? Maybe. Do you remember that, Lisa?
No, I don't. Okay, I don't.
So basically, you don't remember anything. And that's okay. I mean,
we've all been there.
I remember I tripped on a couple of steps. And I actually had like a bruise the next day, but I mean, not like a flight of stairs. I don't remember like a flight of stairs. Like I said, I'm sorry if I was that inappropriate. But like, maybe I can make it up to you. Like I said, if you're interested.
Well, you already love him. You told him that many, many times, apparently.
And maybe this is where we could step in and help out, Nancy.
You don't remember that either. Aw, that's so sad. Well, the way the second date works here at K99.1 FM, now that you guys are both on the phone, you heard what's happened. Maybe it's a misunderstanding. We can send you back on another date.
Yeah, we can pick up the tab for dinner, maybe send them out in the company limo. What else, Nancy?
You know what? Just make sure that you're both taken care of, you know,
right.
and that nobody falls down any stairs, but...
You both have to say yes right now.
Yeah, I'm willing to put my tail between my legs and own it and make it up to you if you're willing to give me a second chance.
Aw.
What do you think, Tim?
She loves you.
Yeah.
She loves you, Tim.
Yeah, Lisa, I'm sorry. I just can't deal with the drama.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm really sorry about that. Message me your Venmo account and I'll Venmo you.
Aw.
And you're still saying no to this, Tim?
Yeah. So, full disclosure, after I got the Uber for you, I did stay at the bar a little bit longer, and I met somebody there, and we've been hanging out.
I think we take back the second date offer right now.
Lisa made a mistake. We've all done that before.
It's not that. It's just, you know, things happen, you know?
He's moved on. I think we should, too.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry, Lisa.
Yeah, I'll be more careful next time.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30. Second date update.
You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade, or at least grab an extra latte. After getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.